Om Shanti. Hope everyone is okay, ready to spread vibrations to the world and to the daddy of the world, you know, Daddy Janki. You all know she's not well. So you are also going to fly to Ahmedabad without the need to go down the mountain, nothing, just subtly, and just be there with her a little bit. Well, resilience is a very interesting topic, and I came to that word many years ago. There was a special retreat. I think it was the first retreat in Gyan Sarovar. I'm not that sure. But it was, Gyan Sarovar is now 25 years. So it was December 95. And that retreat was on self-management leadership. And one soul talked about resilience. But at that time, that word was not so famous. It was not so used. So many of the people there, they didn't like the word. And they prefer resistance. And that scene also kept in my mind, because that's a bit what happens in the world today. I'll give an example of this pen. Hope you can see the pen. But if you don't see, you can take your own pen. It's the same. So if you try to fold the pen, bend the pen, no? A little bit, not too much. So you see, it bends. Just a little bit. If I force it too much, then it will break, and I'll have two pens, you know, only one writing. Resistance happens at that point when you can't bend anymore. So at that point where the pen doesn't allow you to move the movement anymore. So normally resistance implies to break. This is why when in the world people talk about resistance, that means to put down a government or to do something bad to other people or to make something good for some people but then bad to other, because it will break. That's the nature of resistance. So if you try to resist to the coronavirus, for instance, to the wildfires in many places, floods in other places, whatever problem is happening in your place, if you try to resist, if you try to keep the old ways, you break. It will be difficult for you to go ahead. But resilience is that point just before the breaking point. Resilience means the capacity of the pen or the material of the pen to go back to the state that was before bending. So when something happens bad to me, I bend. So I try to adapt myself. I try to adjust to the situation, I try to tolerate, I try to get cooperation from somewhere to overcome it. I try to do something. If I don't get, I'll break. That means I'll lose something. I'll be in two pieces or more. There can be a trauma, there can be just a state where I feel sad, even a little depression. So the resilience is that point before the breaking point and before the need of resistance. If you are resilient, that means you don't need to resist because you are already what you are. A good example is about weather. So it's very cold now, right? But I see some souls, they are not wearing any sweater or jacket. Other people, they are kind of packed, you know, there. Probably they are from a hot climate, right? Well, I think they need translation, but I guess they are from a hot climate. And this person here, probably this brother, is from a very cold climate, I guess. Okay. So that means this brother, he is more resilient than me. But I am more resilient than them. Okay? Because of our education, the place where we live. So we are used to this weather or not. So to build up resilience is not complicated, it's not difficult, but it takes time. If I want this pen I showed you now just a few minutes ago, if I want that pen to be really to bend more and more and more and more, so I have to make it in a different material. I have to create a different way. If I want to be as resilient as this brother, I probably have to go and live there for a few years until my body gets used to cold. So I don't need jacket anymore. Oof, that'd be great. But in terms of the inner resilience, because so many things are happening externally, we are taking care, we are cautious. Have you washed your hands? Okay. Have you, some are wearing masks, so we are taking care. But the inner resilience, how do you put masks to the soul? Can you imagine? You can put a mask here. How? What can we do? And in fact, this whole Brahmin path, you could say it's a path to build up resilience. Every day we come to Murli, Baba gives us some points, and that increases our resilience. Every day we do some yoga, every experience of yoga, no matter how, even though they are not that powerful, but every time we do some yoga, we are building up resilience. That means we are more powerful, so we can adjust more and more and more and more, so that the breaking point is more difficult to reach. And hopefully, there is no breaking point, so we won't break at all. No matter how situations come. Sometimes situations come like a volcano, you know, explode, earthquake, just shake your life. Sometimes situations like a big mountain, and you don't know how to climb it. How do you have the strength to climb it and go to the other side? Sometimes situations will be like a desert, and you are by yourself, lost, lonely. There are so many circumstances. But Baba, every day, with lots of love for us, He's helping us to increase our capacity, so that when the problem comes, when the situation, the crisis comes, we don't break that easily. We are able to be strong, and you are able to keep on moving, keep on going. Don't you want that? Or do you want to break? Nobody wants to break, right? So, I think all of us, we want to be powerful. And that's the resilience. It's powerful. It's very, very powerful. So I thought four things you need to do that. But before doing that, I just want you to do just 1 minute silence, inner silence. And just check your present situation now. We are here in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar. We are very far from our places. And just for one moment, check how powerful I am. How many situations have happened in my life, and I didn't break. I'm still here. Just feel inside yourself. that power. So, okay. So the four things we can do to build up resilience. First of all, we have to stabilize ourselves. And if you look at in the Indian mythology, Indian Hinduism, you see the example of Angad or Hanuman, that they tried to shake him a lot, but he was able to keep growing. He was growing, so he was very powerful. So they couldn't shake him. So we need to create that stage, that extremely stable. This is why we have rehearsals. So in the Muli today, Babu was talking about rehearsal, yesterday I think. So Babu was talking about rehearsals. And this is a very nice one, right? That's happening in the world. Okay. I'm going to go back to my country on Tuesday, and they announced that from tomorrow, so that means Monday, everyone that comes from Asia are going to be put in quarantine. So it's a very nice rehearsal, right? It's a very nice one. Okay. I don't know how many of you have done rehearsals before. Theater or singing. I was in the military, so I have done lots of march, you know, parades. Okay? So you have lots of rehearsals, hours and hours of training to do that one thing that will last like half an hour. Maybe you have to train 4 or 5 hours, even more. And most of the rehearsals, you are not wearing the proper clothes, you are not in the right place. But the last one, and maybe the two last ones, you would normally wear everything, you know? Maybe not the official one, but you are, because in the military you have to carry lots of weight too. So you're wearing many of those things. So Baba and Drama, they are giving us lots of rehearsals just to check what's happening with the soul, what's happening with me. Did I get worried because I have to go into quarantine? Am I anxious that everything is happening so fast and too many things at the same time? And if the answer is, yes, I'm worried, yes, I'm anxious, no problem, you can correct for the next rehearsal. So rehearsal is not the final play, it's not the final work. So we have time to stabilize ourselves, we have time to be stable, to conquer, and to reach a point of self-control, or self-leadership, where I am the ruler of my own self. I am the king or the queen of my own self. So I have some time to train. And we will fall. No, there is one of the songs they put in the Muli. This is a path where you fall and you get up. And that's no problem. We are still trying. There is still some time. Not much time. Probably it's already too late. The board of too late subtly is probably hanging here somewhere. But doesn't matter. We are still doing. We are still doing. And self-control is the first thing for stabilization. We have to know how to handle our emotions. How to handle all the worries and anxiety and everything that comes when a test comes on our way. The second thing is balance. There is a very nice Muli, you can research if you want, on balance, where Baba talks about different types of balances. And Brahmin life, and any spiritual life, any good life, is always a balanced life. But the main one I feel that is needed for building up resilience is Gyan and Yoga. Theory, ideas, knowledge, experience, love, the connection. We need both of them, and we need both of them in a way, in the same measure. Some souls, they think they can have lots of yoga and they don't need all the classes and all the murlis. Doesn't work that way. And if you go in too many classes and too many murlis and no yoga, doesn't work also. You need both of them to give you a sense of balance. So the experience gives me a sense of balance, but the knowledge also gives me a sense of balance. And the third thing in relation to stabilization is that, especially nowadays, we need lots and lots and lots of blessings from each other. From God, of course, from the Yagya, from our seniors, from those we are teaching, from those we are working with, from those who are from your Lokic family, from anyone. I remember many years ago, Gayatri Ben, one of our senior sisters from New York, she was talking on how she doesn't want to make effort anymore. She's tired of doing effort, making effort. So she's just living on blessings. And blessings work. They are very powerful. They don't solve your karma. You still have to go through the situation. But it's a big relief for the soul. It's a big, big relief. So I want all of us to do one exercise. Because blessing is something that you give. Bob was talking about specialties today, I think, no? So blessings come from your specialty. You give blessings to others from the specialty you have and from the benefit you get from the other person. So I just want you to think about one soul. Maybe the soul is here. Maybe the soul is pretty far away. Don't think with attachment. Just put Bab Dada beside the soul, just in case. Just let Bab Dada embrace the soul. And just feel blessings towards that soul. Just feel a pure energy coming from you. Maybe you learned something from the other soul. Maybe that soul was available when you needed. Just send that soul this powerful energy of gratitude, of love. And I'm sure someone in the world is sending the same energy for you. Maybe not now, but at some point. And those blessings, they are extremely important to stabilize the self, because the earthquakes are too many. So with the blessings of others, you can move on, you can go on, you can keep on going. And things will be alright. Things will be fine. Some of the souls who left already, they are in quarantine. The sister from Argentina, the sister from Peru that I know, and many others. So, with the blessings of everyone, that's not a quarantine. They are saying it's a tapasya opportunity. It's 2 weeks of good tapasya chance. So that's the first thing, stabilization. And for that, I was suggesting working on the self-leadership, basically self-control, then the balance between yoga and gyan, and blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings. Second thing you need to build up your resilience. Okay, you are stable now. So, the situation comes. When the situation comes, you realize you didn't have that much resilience you had. Many years ago happened, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was one of the wars in the Middle East. So there was a little commotion. It was around this time in the year, maybe earlier. And many Brahmins were so worried because their flights were being cancelled, one after the other, until the airlines knew what to do about. No, in fact, the airlines, they had to change the route so they wouldn't go through those countries in war. And there were lots of commotion. Many people were trying to change their tickets, and so it was quite complicated. And it's a very nice chance to check how much I am ready. Because Baba says in the Mulis, in many Avyakti Mulis, he says, what if Baba tells you to stay here? So that was a dream from many of us. We used to come to Madhuban and we used to hope, this time Baba will tell us to not go back. Yes, yes, yes. But then Baba used to ask another question. Are you okay to leave your place there, your relatives, so he gave a little list. Then the enthusiasm to stay here decreased a little bit. And as Baba was talking, people get less and less enthusiastic of staying here back. But one day it will happen. One day we'll be wherever we will be. And then we won't be able to travel, to go to anywhere, and that will be a reality. And if we pass or not, that's something. But in terms of resilience, even if I don't pass, if I don't get, I get sad, I get frustrated, and I don't want to stay here. Come on, eat more chapati. I mean, too much, right? Again, dal? Oh my God. But still, you can check. And then, with the result, the outcome of the checking, you can make a decision about your own stage. You can make a plan for yourself. So in fact, failure in Brahmin life is very good. It's very good. Because you can check and change. So this is why the second thing, I think it's healing. Healing. Overcoming. Winning, in a way. And healing is the second part of building up resilience. You have to heal inside. You know, if I take my arm, I can touch here very easily. But this arm, no, I can't. Because I suffered an injury. I did judo, so I fall in the wrong place, so I broke my arm. And somehow, the person there, he didn't do a good job. So I can never do it properly. It was not because it didn't heal properly. Here, I can do, no problem. But here, no. So the same thing happens in terms of resilience. Something happened. Some test you went through. Now is the time of healing. And every Brahmin, you should take a time for healing. You should take some more minutes in Baba's room, maybe. Increase your amriti veil a bit. Or sit in the murli with much more attention. Or talk to someone senior, someone who can give you very nice advice. Whatever you do, you need healing. And that healing comes from this powerful checking that will enable you to change. So that next time the test comes. You don't feel anxious, you don't feel worried, you just look at the test, you say, "Hello guy, how are you? I saw you last time, now I'm ready, I can move on, I can move on." And that healing part is very, very important, very important. Because you see, you know, whatever is happening in the world, if you look at the numbers, it's not that big. It's not that really complicated. In fact, in the area of the world I'm living, we have a sickness there called dengue. I think it's the same word in English, dengue. And the number of cases is much bigger now. Right now, it's a big, big problem there. It's much bigger. And still we are paying attention to another virus that's not creating too much problem, really. So it's not the size of the test. It's how the test affects you. I'm also a victim of coronavirus because I had a job now, and I don't have it anymore. Because of the virus, they are not working. So if they are not working, I cannot work with them. So many people, all of us, will be victims somehow. Maybe we have problems in the airport. This is Santosh Ben, no? She was telling this morning how they are measuring temperatures, so that means more time, more chaos. So it's not the size, it's how it affects you and how you are able to just heal. And when healing is proper, you can touch whatever you want. When healing is proper, you won't have any trauma, no problem, really. So that's the second thing you can do to build up your resilience. Don't be afraid of tests. Embrace them. Hug them. And then check, change, and heal. Heal a lot. A lot. The third thing is, if you have taken a test, so it's supposed that you go to another class, right? You are upgraded. Is it right? Right? Okay? That's why we take tests. Because we want something more. We want a better job, or maybe we want a better school grade, whatever is your case. So if I went through the test, that means I am better than before. So the third thing about building up resilience is also checking how much progress have I gone through because of that test. And many people were talking around me about one brother we had, Brother Anthony Strano. Who met Anthony Strano here, just to know? Yeah, quite many souls. He left the body, in fact, nearby my place there, a few years ago. And Anthony Strano, he used to tell us how hard was the service in the place he was, how complicated things were. He didn't manage the language, and the things were very difficult, very complicated, like this and that. But he also used to say how much he was able to advance, to grow, because of those situations. Because, you know, the comfort zone is very nice. If you look at your seat now, you have a little comfort zone there, right? So when I came here, I removed this thing here. I don't know why people use this, by the way. Anyway, so I removed this, so I sat a little bit. You know, I checked and I put myself in a nice way. Everyone does the same. Look, some people, they build a nest there, you know. You look, there is a bag, there is water, you know. Some people even bring a stove and they start to cook during the class or something like that. Now, there's cell phones, right? So everybody has their cell phone there, checking things and all of that. Comfort zone is very nice, but you can't grow in a comfort zone. You can't grow by being comfortable. That's the reality of life. Okay? Otherwise, we'd be still in a cradle, like babies, you know? Just being fed. No, but we went out. And that's very important to understand in terms of resilience, because it's an extremely important component. You have to have progress. That means you have to check. For checking, you have to have a clear aim, an objective. What do I want to get if I'm going through this situation at the present moment in my life? Or maybe the circumstance of the world. Which lesson do I want to learn? So I want you to take time to think about that. Just 1 minute, we don't have much time. But just think about which lesson are you learning? Which objective do you have through that learning? Or you can visualize yourself. You can see yourself after going through the situation. How do you want to see yourself? In 86, we had a very nice program. It was called Million Minutes of Peace. But we were not ready for that. So it was like a big thing, and Brahma Kumaris in the West, we are not ready for it. So there was many problems, many issues, so many, many things. There are so many stories about that. So I remember one brother, he did a cartoon after the Million Minutes of Peace. And the cartoon showed an angel. But the angel had the wing broken. The dress was all torn apart in many places. It had an eye, you know, like punch. And so the angel was saying, oh, the Million Minutes of Peace was great. And no one tooth was missing, you know. And sometimes when you go through tests, that, being very honest, that's how we feel. We feel like we are being run over by a truck twice, going back. And that means we didn't progress. So this is why we need the aim. So we need to know, what do I want to get? So maybe I feel very bad after the test. But what do I want to get? For instance, there are some qualities like humility that you can only get, I'm sorry, through, well, going through tough stuff. You know, bad things happen. You learn you are not that powerful, you are not that intelligent, you are not that clever. And that's so good. You learned humility. And that's one of the many virtues we have to get. So, it's good anyway. So, we have to understand our aim so that the resilience can increase. So maybe I didn't get other things. Okay, next time, next test, I'll get. Or maybe before the test, studying more, doing more yoga. So I need that aim very clear. And I need the check to be real for me. So I'll give you time just to think about the aim you have in relation to the situation you're going through, whatever it is. Just think about, what do you want to really become? So we are talking about resilience. As I said before, the more resilient you are, less resistance will happen. Resistance takes lots of strength and and energy and drains you. If you are very resilient, you don't need to go through that. So we are talking about first to get stable, to stabilize yourself so you can build up the resilience no matter how many tests are happening around you. Then after the test, after the situation happens, then you need to heal, check and change, basically. Then you have to check your progress. That means you need a clear aim on what you want to get. And what's the fourth point in relation to resilience? When I came into this knowledge, it was so many years ago, I really didn't know what was here. I kind of say it was a trap, really. I was not so fond of God, for instance. If I knew the course would be talking about God, I wouldn't have gone. So it was, Baba cheated on me a little bit, you know. So, and I didn't know it was not a course. It was a lifelong learning process. I'm still here. So kind of many things are happening. And one of the things that touched my heart a lot when I start to realize what this was the possibility of transformation, of being totally different. Transformation is probably the fourth stage of change. You have change, everybody changed here, right? You change your clothes from yesterday, maybe you change your place, you are there in your room, you are here. So everybody changes very easy. Then there is crisis. Always crisis. And crisis means a big opportunity for change, deeper change. Crisis means the structures, they fall down a bit. So you have everything planned, everything scheduled, and all of a sudden everything is scrambled down and you have an idea of what to do, but it's quite complicated. You are not sure what will happen really. Then you have chaos, and that's what's going to happen, and it's happening more and more in the world. The world is in chaos. Denmark, they close their borders. Many countries are closing their borders. So this is happening because of chaos. In chaos, people do whatever they can. There is no clear vision. It's like a fog. And you can't say which place is the best. You can't say what you have to do, really. Then, finally, you have transformation. And that means transformation means that you have to go through all of these stages. And yes, you have to go through all of that. And the experience of transformation is wonderful. It's not easy to explain it so clearly. Maybe the best example is a glass. Not this glass, but of glass or made of glass. So if you take a glass and you break on the floor, it becomes lots of pieces of glass. But glass comes from sand. It's basically a process of sand. But even so you break and you crush the glass very much, it won't turn back to sand because it's transformed. Or you can take the butterfly. No, butterfly is the same example. A butterfly is a caterpillar upgraded. It's a VIP caterpillar. But they are totally different. I mean, caterpillars, they just eat and eat and eat and eat all the time. Come on. And butterflies, they are all diet, you know. They just drink a little bit and they are all kind of very fluffy. They are totally different. And the butterfly, even so you go and cut the wings, don't do it, but if you cut the wings of the butterfly, still the butterfly does become a caterpillar. It doesn't go back. And that's the transformation. That's what all of us we want. And in fact, I tell you, the whole world wants a transformation now. Doesn't it? Don't you know people who want to transform themselves, transform the governments that are not working, transform the environment to go back to a better environment? Everyone wants transformation, really. Really, really, really. We all want. But we don't like to go through crisis and chaos. As soon as we get into crisis, we cry. And then we fly from there. We try to escape from it. When you get into chaos, we get lost. But they are part of the process. Part of the process. And to build resilience, you have to start and see how many things have transformed in your life. To be very honest, we are not still totally transformed. We still have lots of margin for transformation. That means we have lots of margin for crisis and chaos. There are many crises still to come, many chaos to come. Or Baba uses other expressions. He says, many obstacles will come. Many situations will come. Many decades ago, something used to happen, bad thing happened. So we used to say, now, destruction will come. Yeah, it's now. And then 20 years later, we are still here. And Baba used to say, things will go into extreme. And we used to think, is there anything more extreme than this? And there is. We can see now, 20 years later or 30 years later. So transformation takes a process. But in terms of resilience, even the smallest transformation helps you to build up resilience. Maybe you didn't pass, you didn't go through a test very well. Maybe you just scrap, just get a very small, the minimum mark possible. But you got it. You got something. And it is important for Brahmins, it's important for me at least, and I suggest to everyone, to realize even the smallest transformations. Because that will feed, it will be like a feedback for you that you are more resilient than before. Even the smallest transformations, they are so, so important. There is one senior sister that I think most of us, we appreciate a lot, Sister Jenti. I remember many, many years ago, she went through a big test and we had a meeting with her national coordinators. She was sharing, it was health, related to health, and she was sharing her test. She couldn't come up the mountain. She had to stay downstairs in Shantivan. And she was sharing how the things were happening to her. She was even sharing how a few sanskars she thought she had mastered and finished, they came back again. So that means she was going through a test. And maybe she realized a few things she thought they have transformed didn't happen. So again, as I said before, checking is good. Even failure is good. Even if you fail, it's good because you know what to do. But there is always something that transforms in you. So One day at that time, I was in Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan. I was sitting there, and then a car stopped just outside Baba's room, and Jantiben came, because she used to come to hospital, so that was the only time she could come to the mountain. Then she had to go back because of her health. And she came into Baba's room, she sat down on the floor just in front of Baba. And I don't know what was happening in her head, of course, I can't guess. But the vibration was very powerful. At that right moment, a group from India came. So it was like, you know how the groups from India enter in Baba's room? So it was like a crowd, you know. And their teacher, she was standing outside Baba's room because there was no space there. And then Jantiben, she got up and she started coming out of Baba's room. And she just looked at the teacher and smiled. And the teacher was literally, she was like this. It was like a vision. And at that moment I realized that, or many years later I realized, but I saw it, how much transformation this soul went through. So maybe few things you didn't transform, you wanted and you couldn't. That's okay. But which are the things you did transform in yourself? By accepting the challenge to come to India at this time. I mean, we are kind of crazy, right? Okay, we shouldn't be here. By accepting staying here, staying with Baba and just enjoying this company and just being here. I was not even coming to India. I went to Australia, and that's a big, long journey for me. And I really said to myself, I'm not going to do another journey like that, not at all. But I'm here. I accept the challenge, so I'm here. So there is some transformation there. Something happened to the soul that's like the glass that won't go back to ascend anymore. And that requires a bit more than 1 minute of checking. It requires a deep reflection, deep self-appreciation. There are basically two kinds of Brahmins I know. Some Brahmins, they think they have transformed themselves and they are butterflies already. So you can think about a caterpillar that just put up some two wings there and start to do it like this and say, I'm a butterfly, I'm a butterfly, I'm a butterfly. So some Brahmins are like that. Other Brahmins, they are already a butterfly, but they are still thinking they are caterpillars. We need to appreciate our transformation. We need to appreciate them. With the humility that we are not perfect at all. We still have some time. And it's good, it's beautiful. Because if we are perfect, we won't be here. We won't be enjoying this time. This time one day will become a memorial too. One day this will be inspiring many others, even other Brahmins, other first timers. In 1 year or 2 years, they'll be inspired. Oh, that person went there. They went there when there was this problem there. And they went. So I can go too. So one day we will all be inspiration. We will all be inspiration for others, for many others. So realize your own transformation, even small things. So maybe the butterfly is not complete, but part of the wing is complete already. Wow, great. The other wing is not, but that one is okay. It's great. So maybe I'm very humble already, or maybe I'm very courageous. Maybe I'm a very good yogi. Wow, I see Maya Meritivella. When I came into Guyana, and for many years, probably 10 years, my Amity Vela was, you know, it's called fishing in the Ganges. It's a Hatha Yoga position that's like this. So that was quite many of my Amity Velas were like that. And now I don't have that problem. Sometimes there is a little tiredness, but I don't fish at least. I'm not there. So there are transformations. We all have had transformation. And we have to embrace that transformation very deeply into ourselves. Because that will give us feedback so that we can stabilize ourselves in front of the new tests. And again, go through the test and heal. And progress. And again realize our transformation to stabilize for the next test and for the next one, the next one, the next one. And one day the pen you are will bend. You know, whatever you are will be able to adjust according to the drama perfectly. So now during this meditation, so think of this meditation now as a chance to increase your resilience more and more. More power, more strength to the soul. To increase my capacity of going to the subtle region. Baba gave us the homework of doing 8 times the 5 forms. So we can do that during this 1 hour. So we can do many things right now. Okay? Is that okay? Yeah? Om Shanti.